Hey, beloved people, welcome to the Rise Up and Radiate podcast. Come on in, take a slow, steady breath with me. Let your shoulders soften, let your hearts open just a little. This is a sacred space for your soul today, because in this episode, we're diving into something really beautiful, something powerful, something that has the potential to completely reframe the way you walk through dark moments with gratitude inspired by faith. In this Soul Care episode, we will discuss how faith and gratitude walk hand in hand, how they hold each other, how they fuel each other, how they work together to anchor your soul. And to guide us, we're standing on the steady ground of Hebrews 11, the Hall of Faith. This is a chapter where God says, "Let me show you what ordinary people can do when they trust in me." We look at Noah, who built an ark with no storm in sight. We look at Abraham, who left everything familiar without a map. We look at Sarah, who laughed at God's promise and then held that promise in her arms. We look at Moses, who laid down comfort to pick up calling. We look at Rahab, who risked everything to align herself with God's people. And through their stories, God gives us evidence, proof, testimonies that whisper to your heart. If God was faithful to them, he will be faithful to you too. So as you breathe, as you settle in, let your spirit rise just a little. Let gratitude soften the edges. Let your faith open the door, and let the testimonies of Hebrews 11 remind you, God is trustworthy. Your story is not stuck. Your promise is on the way. Now let's get into the word. Let's begin with one line that shifts everything. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Now listen, this is not God demanding perfection. Jesus came and was perfect so you could be human. However, this is God inviting you into intimacy. It's his way of saying, come to me believing and come expecting. I respond to your faith. Your trust moves my heart. Faith is not denial. Faith is dependence. Faith is leaning into God's character more than our circumstances, our feelings, or what we may see. Faith is saying, even when I don't see it, I still believe you're working. And here's where gratitude comes rushing in. Gratitude is how we agree with what God is doing, even before we see the fruit. Faith and gratitude move together like inhale and exhale. Faith believes his promise. Gratitude thanks him for it in advance. Now let's be real, because y'all know that's what we do here. Faith is beautiful, but faith also requires courage and bravery to make the step, because the places where faith can feel weak are often the places our hearts have been wounded. I'm going to say that again. The places where our faith often feels weak are the places where our hearts have been wounded. You see, it's hard to have faith in the same area we once felt disappointed. It's hard to trust God in a place where we didn't understand his timing or his plan. It's hard to keep believing when the waiting feels long or the pain feels sharp. These faith struggles often uncover things like resentment, anger, which is always a second emotion. If you're feeling anger, there's something underneath it: grief, sadness, disappointment, a need that didn't get met. Also in these places, it can uncover things like pride. I want my way over your way, God, because I trust my way more. Ugh, I've been guilty of that one. It can also uncover things where we have unanswered questions or old grief that we haven't processed, or fear of being let down again. And it can also give revelation to hurt we haven't fully faced. You see, bitterness can also be buried beneath false responsibility or responsibility that's not even ours. These things don't mean you lack faith. They mean you're human. They mean your soul is signaling something here needs tenderness. Something here needs truth. And here's the gift. The Holy Spirit reveals so that he can heal. He surfaces what's tender so he can restore what's torn. When you don't take time to slow down, to name what hurts, to pay attention to what feels tender, you end up fighting battles you never needed to carry. But when you bring your honest heart before him, faith becomes easier, gratitude becomes natural, and healing becomes possible. You see, no matter your story, no matter your struggle, no matter the season you may find yourself in, faith can shift hopeless moments into hopeful ones. Faith can turn darkness into light. Faith can make what feels heavy become light. Listen, beloved one, faith doesn't make everything easy, but it makes everything possible. Because when you put your faith in Jesus, when you let him be your savior, your healer, your leader, your provider, you're not relying on your own strength. You're leaning into his, and that's where miracles begin. And folks, I just have to share with you, when I was in my own dark season, bedridden, using a cane to walk, burdened by shame and guilt, debilitated by physical pain and pain just ravaging my soul, I had to learn to let Jesus be my savior. And I think that is so important because we're trained in this society to be self-sufficient, to self-promote and self-protect, to avoid the hurt and the trauma that we've experienced in our lives. But in order for us to heal, we have to recognize we need a healer. In order for us to be saved, we have to recognize our need for a savior. In order for us to be led, we have to realize that we are not going to be our best leader. And in order for us to find provision and to not struggle with lack, we have to recognize that we have an ultimate provider who came to provide for all of our needs. And in him, we lack nothing. But we have to be willing to let go. And in that season, when God physically broke my body down, he was also breaking down my tendency to want to be my own savior, my own healer, my own leader, and my own provider. And once I allowed him to fill those spaces, I became a witness to miracles. Doors began to open. Healing started. The Lord allowed me to get the help that I needed, to not get what I would have thought, right? Healing can look different than what we expect. But he gave me the tools I needed to walk into the life I live now. And what the enemy meant for evil, God had so much good. But I had to come to the place where I allowed him, where I let him come in and be my savior. Will you choose that? Because listen, faith always requires participation. You have to let Jesus be your savior, but you also have to have faith that he will save, heal, restore, and redeem. You have to believe his word. You have to declare his promises. You have to thank him for what's coming, even if you can't see it yet. Gratitude becomes an act of spiritual warfare in this place. It pushes back doubt. It pushes back heaviness. It pushes back fear. Because when you say, Lord, thank you for the promise, even before I see it, you're practicing Hebrews 11 faith. You're agreeing with the God who never fails. And here's the beautiful part. In Christ, you carry authority. Through his spirit, you carry power. When you combine that with faith, things move. Atmospheres shift, strongholds break, hope rises. praying in faith, believing in faith, speaking his word in faith, standing in gratitude in faith. This is how you rise, beloved ones. This is how you radiate light in the dark. He is not done with you. He is not finished writing your story. He is not withholding goodness from you. He is working even now. If this stirred something in you, if you feel like there's a part of your heart you need to process, or if you're realizing that some areas of your faith have been bruised, I want to invite you to download the free soul care guide. The link is in the show notes. It will help you slow down, reflect honestly, and bring your heart before Holy Spirit so he can reveal, restore, and heal. Give yourself that gift this holiday season. Let the Lord tend to your soul. Let him strengthen your faith. Let him awaken gratitude again. You are loved, you are held, you are being carried, and your story is still unfolding in the hands of a faithful God. Until next time, beloved, keep rising, keep radiating, and keep holding onto the God whose promises always come to pass.